got to say, one of my friends had posted this on his Facebook, and I thought about it so much that I wanted to share it with y'all. Play the whole video. Read the whole interview. Clips and snippets are pulled for manipulation to cause an emotional response, and they are very effective at that. Mm-hmm. Even AI does that now. We don't even need people to do this intentionally. We have computers that will do it for us. If you see a clip or an interview snippet, take a breath. Don't be manipulated by clever editing. Because, for instance, the story is John went to the donut shop and bought a plain donut, but did not buy the donut with sprinkles that he wanted because they had run out. And presented in a different way, it would be John went to the donut shop and did not buy a donut. Or the spin is John goes into places and flaunts that he will not be buying any sprinkled donuts. John does not support local businesses. Or the other spin, John bought a plain donut. A simple man with simple tastes. John is what's great about America, putting money into American hands, changing lives for the better, and will do the same for you. You see?
I see.
This is so easy to see when you can look at the whole of information. And an emotional response to headlines is what clickbait counts on. I do it, and I hate that feeling, too. Because, I'm a sucker for it. I will click through. But you need the rest of the story, because misinformation relies on nobody seeking out anything but the headline, which is usually misleading. It depends on where your source is, how they're going to spin it. You can look at the exact same story and somebody's going to say it was a terrible thing that happened. Somebody else will say it's a great thing that happened. And these things, they are written with intent. So seek out information with intent and you'll be more aware of how what's presented is rarely the whole truth. You'll incorporate this into your understanding of the world around you. And it's just, this doesn't have to be necessarily celebrities or politics. Mm-hmm. It can be what is said about the people around you, about your friends, about people you go to church with. A story can spread based on one tiny bit of information, and usually that's not the whole story, and we make these knee-jerk judgments and reactions without seeking out the rest of it. So that's just a little bit of advice I thought maybe we could incorporate into our lives, and it'll heighten our understanding of things around us and our emotional intelligence and making wise decisions, which I think is always a good thing.
Love the examples. You're so right. You're so right when you put it that way.